Talking with First Ward Councilman Mike Trithewey, the MDOT study on the safety issues on M40 is something that a lot of people had asked to be done, but some of the conclusions may be not the easiest thing to implement. One thing that you were reportedly mentioning during the work study session was the fact that the proposed roundabouts in front of Tulip City Truck Stop may not be the best solution to try to solve the safety issue there.
Okay, first of all, I'm not a traffic engineer. Second of all, it really doesn't have anything to do with the city. We haven't got a whole lot to say about it. But just from a practical standpoint, and I know this is a very, very difficult situation. It's the worst at best. I've gone through a number of these in different cities. I'm just a little concerned that some of the information that was dispelled last night, specifically trucks entering the southbound lane, that is going to help avoid these T-bone accidents. And I guess I just don't see it as a layman. You've got two 12-foot lanes, 24-foot, where a 53-foot trailer and a 20-some-odd-foot tractor is going to try to get across there at the busiest time of the day. And they're going to want to get over to that far lane, or the near lane, to want to be able to head north to get to the expressway. But I don't see where that's going to eliminate the situation that we're talking about that unfortunately caused these horrible accidents.
Yeah, the both those accidents were winter-type accidents, too, so it was a case of skidding. But the other thing is, and I'm going to pick up on what you first said, Mike. You're not a traffic engineer, and that's understandable. The city doesn't have much input on it because the state trunk road, but at least they're willing to show the city what the MDOT's willing to do. But as a layman, as a motorist, you know, you pretty much have the common man view of the situation, and it just seems as if the roundabout idea is nice if it's in a, shall we say, a slower residential area or an area that is not high volume, as it looks as if M40 is, because you put these things on, you're right, congestion's going to come, and it really doesn't solve the problem.
And I tend to agree with you, Gary. These things are going to be 200 foot in diameter from what was explained last night. There's a lot of real estate. Their idea is people coming into them are going to have to negotiate them. They're going to slow them down. All we've ever heard for a long time is that the more traffic impediments that you put in there, the more angry drivers tend to get because you're slowing them down. And we don't tend to plan our days. We don't plan to get up early enough to get to work, so on and so forth. And all of a sudden now we're rushing through there. Trucks trying to get out to make the northbound lane, and you're going to have that same situation. And as I said last night, we have this phenomenon which we just went through a heck of a winter on, where all these lane markings get covered over unless the road commission is right there to get them cleaned. So, where is the lane? Where are you at?
Yeah, it just I'll be honest with you. This is not an easy thing to solve because you have the commerce situation with the truck stops and the truckers needing to go in and out of, but you're also talking about one of the major arteries between Holland and Kalamazoo. It's almost as important to the city as US 31 is, as Chicago Drive is, as I-196 is. You're talking about a major artery for the city, and to try to do something for safety's sake that would harm the business and the commerce of this area, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
I think you're right. If you look at that stretch of road, you've got two traffic lights just north of the 196 interchange, and then you've really got nothing all the way to Allegan in the southbound. Northbound, the same thing. People are rolling pretty good through there. I've traveled that a number of times, having a daughter going down to Western. It's a nasty situation. Flat, open land. The 85th percentile showed that the, I think it was 58 miles an hour, which is far too fast for that road in the rural conditions, especially coming into the city there. And we need to have something that's going to say, hey, you're getting into an urbanized area here. Replace your thinking with what you just come through for the last 10, 15 miles. One of the things that they did show was an exit out of the back toward the back road to interchange. Now, I could see something like that being far more safe, making it a left or a right turn only onto the highway, and if you had to go north, then you would go to the back and get the interchange where there's a light and be able to safely enter the intersection. One thing that we have to balance here also is the development along M40, trying to limit the number of curb cuts to make sure that the all the traffic is safe, but yet we're not hurting enterprise and businesses along that line. Nancy brought up a good point last night. You know, we've just gotten the news about the Love truck stop, and we're just wondering if that's not going to be a deterrent for the truckers to want to go to Tulip City because it's a hassle. Safety, obviously, is the very first and foremost thing that has to be done. But there's got to be a balance someplace, and I'm just not convinced that these roundabouts are going to be the balance.